This is iNightingale, keeping you at home. I'm on the street where you
live. Welcome, listeners, to iNightingale, where we inspire home care. Thanks for listening today. Today we've got a great show to start off with. We're going to go through a few local events, what's going on around the town, get you out the house. We're going to give you a bit of iNight news. I've also got a great conversation guest coming up for Kitchen Conversations with Vicky Kane from Anglicare, and she's got a special story to tell there. It's quite interesting, actually. We also have our lunch break, where we provide you with a good little recipe that you can whip up for lunchtime, and that's going to be brought to you by Ronsley Vaz from Bon Appétit. He's a well-known chef around town, and he'll give us a lowdown on what's really good to cook in the kitchen for lunchtime. Then we'll have lessons from the study, talking about flu precautions today, because we're in flu season, and being around Ecker time, it is a big issue, and we see a lot of flu coming into the hospital this time of year, so we'll have a chat about that. And then we've got a Phil's review, where we'll tell you about something that's going on in the world of home care, what I've noticed or what I've seen, and we'll show you what's going on. Well, now we'll lead on to the news. So, iNight News today. We've just got a couple of stories. They're quite good, actually, because it's quite uplifting story, this one. It's about a memory cafe in the UK. They're relaunching their dementia support cafe service over in Wokington. And what they do there is people come in if they've got dementia and have a chat, and a big group get together and they can all intermingle, and it's good stimulation for the brain. Also, they provide training activities. Other carers can have a chat to each other and people get together. So that's a memory cafe. It'd be good to have a look at starting something like that in Ipswich, getting it out and about town. That'd be really cool. Then another great story I've come across today was over in Boston in the USA. They've managed to grow brain for the first time, which is amazing stuff. So they grow brain tissue in the lab, and that can speed up the treatment for dementia. Because what they found is they can grow the brain into a 3D picture and study it and research how the brain actually works and see how the disease is actually processed and how they develop through different stages. And then they can develop the treatment for that. So Dr. David Kaplan from Tufts University in Boston said the hope is that the use of the model could lead to an acceleration of therapies for brain dysfunction, as well as have better ways to study normal brain physiology. So that would be a great advancement to get people back on track and hopefully fight dementia in the future, because it is a big issue we have in our community, and it'd be great if we can get on top of that. So that's it from the news at the moment.
Get out the house.
G'day, listeners. We're back on Phoenix Radio. And now I'm just going to give you some great things you can do to get out the house for the day. So get you out and about and see what's going on in the world around you and have some fun. So for Wednesday, the 13th of August, in Inala, there's a bingo and indoor bowls played at the Inala Community Hall every Wednesday. So that's a great way to get out and meet people and see people around the place. And in Inala and District, pensioners also organise bus trips, scent auctions and a concert. So that's some great stuff to get out there and do. In Forest Lake, come along to meet people and make new friends at Forest Lake National Seniors Branch, Settlers Village Community Room, 41 High Street. It's every second Wednesday each month, except in January. It starts at 9:30 in the morning, and everyone is welcome. So that's a good way to get out and meet people. And finally, out at Mount Ominy, there is a great way to get physical activity, because that's one of the best things to help keep you at home longer, with yoga and Pilates classes from 6 to 7 at the Centenary Community Hub next to Mount Ominy Library. Gentle exercise suitable for anyone interested in improving their health. So there's some three great things to get you out the house, stop you being at home.
Kitchen Conversations.
Welcome back, listeners, to Kitchen Conversations on iNightingale. Our special guest, Vicky Kane, is on the line from Anglicare, and I'm really excited to introduce Vicky. She's doing some amazing work with people in the home, and she's really getting good awareness and doing some real positive things. So welcome, Vicky.
Thank you, Phil. Thanks for inviting us along.
No trouble. So, Vicky, let me start. What is your favourite board game?
What's my favourite board game?
Yeah.
Probably Cluedo.
Cluedo. Why do you like Cluedo?
I have to pick one Cluedo. I like the mystery of it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. It's a good game to play, actually. I quite like that.
Yeah, I like that.
So, Vicky, what do you do at Anglicare?
Okay, I'm actually what we would call a clinical nurse consultant. So my role is coordinating services and care.
Okay.
For Anglicare in the community and with clients' homes.
So do relatives ring you up and say, hey, come and have a look at mum or come have a look at dad? Or how do they get in contact with you?
We get referrals from multiple sources. It can be from self-referral, GPs, the hospitals. We liaise a lot with the hospitals. Lots of different networking families. And we do say yes to everybody, because obviously if somebody's coming to us, there's a need there.
There is a need, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're finding that it's getting greater and greater. So yep. We really are very busy.
Oh, I can imagine. With the hospitals being overstretched, they're getting them out a lot earlier as well. So what sort of acuity or, like, what sort of level of help can you provide to people at home?
We provide all levels of care. We have a lot of post-acute clients, so people who have come out from surgery, who have drains, sutures, porticasts or chemotherapy. We do palliative care. We do mental health. So I've actually just given a presentation to a respite group over 70 on depression in the elderly.
Oh, that's great.
So about 15 minutes ago. So, so we're really, really tapping into that mental health in the elderly.
And what advice did you give them about depression?
We talked about the percentages of depression, and it's getting to, you know, that understanding that depression is quite relevant and prevalent in over 65, and there's a huge correlation between retirement and depression. And that's what, and the interesting part was that a lot of clients were nodding, and some expressed their own experiences. So we know it's there. And we talk about the generation of being stoic and keep a stiff upper lip.
Yes.
And helping them recognise that what is depression and how can we support them. So we had one client that said, but what if it's only like at an anniversary? So people are acknowledging that there are certain times of the year where a depression or anxiety is triggered.
Yes.
So we're stepping in now to provide that, preempt that support and have that in place ready to go.
Oh, that's amazing work, yeah.
So we don't let them fall.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. Do you send them on to places like Lifeline?
If we need to, yes, absolutely. Beyond Blue, we work with Older Persons Mental Health, which is a Queensland health organisation. They're a fantastic service provider.
Yeah, right.
We also liaise and partner with other organisations like Partners in Recovery, the Benevolent Society. There's a lot of services that people just don't know are there.
That's exactly
right.
That's
what we're trying to do. Another big area is we're working with the hospitals and nursing homes in that transition.
But does everyone need to go to a nursing home?
No, about one in three will end up in a nursing home.
Okay.
So it's about the reality, and we talked about in this presentation, on how we can be that person to firstly prevent that admission, if we can do that, but also help with that transition. And we've had three beautiful outcomes recently where three wives had to make that decision, and we supported them in finding the right home to go into respite. And all three ladies have said their husbands have said they love it, and they've got women on tap now.
Yeah.
So there's some really great stuff that can happen from it.
Oh, that's amazing stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's an exciting time to be in community care.
It is, it is. And it's good to get the awareness out there that you can stay in home and there is other options out there for you. So that's really great to know.
Absolutely. And that's changing. Once consumer-directed care comes in July 1 next year, it opens up a whole new branch of services. And I think what we will see is a whole lot more of social support services and mental health support services, which I think is in great need out there.
So can you expand a bit on the consumer-directed care to people?
At the moment, we operate under a Queensland government, which is a HAC service, so it's home and community care services. So that allows a certain amount of service provision for each person who is eligible. Under consumer-directed care, the client will have all the say in the services they want. They will also be allocated a budget. At the current services, what we do is the service provider gets given a bucket of money at the beginning of the financial year and says you must spend all this or give some back if you don't. What will happen is that funding will go to the clients and the clients will decide what services they want.
Oh, that's
we will
great.
Not be telling them. If they want to have, you know, cleaning five times a week, that's fine.
That's what they get.
And that's where the control needs to be. We can't talk about person-centred care if we're telling people how it should be done and what we will and won't do.
Exactly. But how do you deal with people that aren't educated in what they actually need?
Look, it's just a process. It really is. Now, I've been to one client that he moved over here from Perth, very isolated, very frail, major, major depression. And even though we were going in there and doing all this medication and eye drops and so forth, we actually weren't getting to what the problem was.
Yeah.
And so what we've determined is, and what we've worked with his family and him, he's lonely.
Yes.
So we now have social services put in place. Plus, a beautiful thing is I actually have a little mini dash hand that comes to work every day with me.
Oh, do you?
Now, he comes out to clients' homes. Now, he came out to this client's home one day, and this client saw him and started crying.
Oh, really?
And when I said to him, you know, is this triggered something for you? He said, yes, I had one of these dogs 30 years ago, and his name was Laddie. And now Cheerio has to come every day to see this client.
Oh, really? To keep him going?
It's just magic. He's got photos with him, and it's up on his wall. He gave one to his son for a birthday present, and it's magical. It doesn't have to be about the pills.
No, it isn't. There's a lot more to it.
I think we focus on the clinical too much.
We sure do. We sure do. If you could stick around with us, Vicky, we just have to go to a song.
Certainly.
And then we'll come back after the song and we'll have a bit more of a chat because it's quite
Not
enjoyable.
A problem, Phil.
Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you.
So welcome back, Vicky. Thanks for staying on the line.
Thanks, Phil.
Now, I was just wondering, like people at home listening to this, they're thinking Anglicare's coming out to them. What do they expect, like, when they come to the door? What are they greeted with? What's a typical example you could give us of, you know, walking through their day?
Well, I'd hope it's a phone call to let them know someone's coming first.
Right. So you don't just rock up?
No. We tend not to do that. We let clients know. Unless that's already pre-organised, some clients know that we come every Monday at 10 o'clock. So they're happy for that. But we're happy to, you know, take people when they want changes. That's not a problem. So what normally happens is if it was me going out, knock on the door, introduce myself so they know that they're aware that I'm from Anglicare, show my ID, because it's very, very important. And I have had clients who have let me in sight unseen.
Oh, really?
And that's really scary out there in the community. So one thing that I can stress is make sure you know who's actually coming and ask for their ID and that. Don't take it for granted. So
That's great advice.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's one that sort of concerns me a lot. Yeah, most of our staff, look, we've got really good staff, and so do other providers. A lot of people have been doing it for a long time, and they build relationships with clients.
Yes, yeah.
So, which is really, really important, and we were providing a service, not a product, and so what's key to us is making sure that the client relationship is at the forefront of what we do.
That's amazing stuff. Oh, well, that's great. And what if you come across a complication or something that the client didn't realise? What do you do there?
An example of?
Oh, just say someone's come in and you've found that they've had a fall, but they've managed to get themselves sat up again, and they're not telling you, and you realise, hey, this person's not getting up to get a cup of tea like they normally do. What's wrong?
Okay. Interestingly enough, I can give you an example of we had a client that actually fell in his home, was left for 4 days.
4 days?
4 days
on
the floor.
Yeah.
Now, he wasn't one of our clients at the time, and obviously he was found, was hospitalised with quite serious wounds, and was living in quite squalid situation. So for him to go home, we had to come in and provide daily dressings. We also arranged for an industrial clean. So that meant we actually provided a free service to come in and completely clean his home with his support and with the client there. That client was told that he would need to go into a nursing home. And I'm happy to say, and I only spoke to him yesterday, that client is still at home, very, very happy. Wounds healed. It took 6 months. Completely healed. Was supposed to have plastic surgery, does not need it.
Oh, wow.
And he's still living at home. We come in twice a week for support visits.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
Great work.
So, yeah, you get some great things. And he just was adamant. He did not want to go to a nursing home. He had no problem with the way he was living. And we're not there to judge.
No, that's right.
But we were there to, okay, what do we need to do to ensure he stays at home?
Yeah, and you got it all sorted.
Got it all sorted and he's happy
out. Well done. Mm. Well, that's a great way to wrap up, I think, Vicky, because that's a great story. And thank you for coming on. It's been a real pleasure having a chat with you today.
Thanks, Phil, anytime.
Oh, that'd be great. I will be looking forward to further chats. So have a great week.
All right, thank you.
And thanks again for your time, Phil.
Talk again.
Bye-bye, Vicky. That was Vicky Kane from Anglicare. We did touch on a subject of depression, so if you do find you know of anyone or yourself that needs help, there is Lifeline. Call them on 13 11 14. That's 13 11 14 if you need any help in that area. So that was great having a chat with Vicky. He's covered a few areas of home care and what things that you can is available for you out there. So I hope you found that quite interesting.
Lunch break.
Welcome back to iNightingale. This is the lunch break, and I have Ronsley Vass on the phone from Bon Appetit, and he's going to give us a recipe for lunch, something that's good to cook up in the kitchen for us carers out there, and a nice nutritious meal. So welcome, Ronsley. Are you on there?
Hey, man. How's it going, Phil?
Oh, very good, buddy. It's been a busy morning. We've had Vicky Kane on as a guest, so we've talked about a bit of home care, and it's been quite good. So how are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. We're just about to head on to Mount Tambourine, so I'm excited to have to be on your show.
Thank you. I'm very grateful for you to be here, buddy, and thanks for giving us your time.
Not a problem. So I have a quick recipe that people can put together for lunch, and this is something that you can do for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. But since it's lunchtime, let's do it for lunch.
It's not porridge.
It's not porridge. It's not porridge. I wish it was porridge, but porridge would have been cool. You know, but these days you can put porridge into an oven and make a granola bar if you're so keen. Let's do the lunch recipe. It's basically you need like a quarter cabbage. Like just first you get the pan onto the heat, and you start heating the pan, and in that time you start chopping some cabbage, and you chop the cabbage up, and when the pan's a bit hot, you add a little bit of oil and start putting the chopped up cabbage into the pan and start sauteing it or frying it. Sauteing is just a fancy French word. In a bowl, just beat up some eggs, add some pepper, salt.
Yeah.
And into the cabbage, you can add some balsamic vinegar, which will bring up the acidity. And you add your scrambled eggs into that. And
really?
Yeah, man. And then if you're so keen, add some chopped up coriander at the end. And that will take a grand total of 6 minutes from pan onto the flame to having that onto your plate.
You're joking. So
if you tell me that you don't have time to cook, I beg to differ.
That's awesome. No, that's a great little recipe. And there's nothing unhealthy in there, really. So that's great.
No, it's really good for you. There's a lot of nutrients in cabbage, obviously. There's a lot of protein in eggs. And if, you know, you want to take that to another level, you can add some chopped up spinach in there. Like if you want to, you can add some baby spinach. That will, you know, really bring out the greens, I guess. And if you have some cherry tomatoes in the fridge, then serve it with some cherry tomatoes on the side.
Oh, that's awesome. And if we were to go online, Ronsley, where would we find the recipe?
Good question. I don't actually have that recipe online, but I could create one for the lunch hour.
Oh, that'd be awesome if you could, yeah. And then, so I'll direct them to your website?
Yeah, direct them to bond-appetit.com. And over the next few days, I'll put that recipe up there.
That'd be great. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, thanks very much, Ronsley.
That was a problem.
Great recipe, and really appreciate your time and being on the show. And have a great day at Mount Tambourine.
Yeah, thanks, Phil, and good luck with the show. I love what you're doing. I wish you so much luck.
Thanks very much, buddy. Take care.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Ronsley Vaz from Bon Appetit. He's does personal chefing, and he's helped me out today, and he's going to be a regular, giving us a lunch break menu every Wednesday just to help break up the routine of what we eat and give us something nice and refreshing like this chopped cabbage and scrambled eggs. That's a great idea. So I'm going to put him to the test and see if it does take 6 minutes. And I'll report back next week and tell you what the answer is.
Lessons from the study.
Welcome back and to iNightingale, and this is Lessons from the Study. So once a week I pick out something that is relevant for home care and to keep everyone on their toes. So this week is going to be flu precautions because I'm a registered nurse and I work in an emergency department, and we're seeing a lot of people come in with the flu. So I want to give you a few tips of how to decrease your chances of getting it. I'm not going to say you're not getting it because it is quite rampant, but how you can decrease it and how to look after yourself, because even young people, I've got people in their 20s and 30s being hospitalised for the flu. So it's not just elderly people that are getting quite seriously ill with the flu. It is younger people too. First of all, is good etiquette is always, if you're going to sneeze or you feel a cold coming on, always have a tissue or something to sneeze into, because then you can discard that tissue because it'll have all the virus in it and you can chuck it out. Then always wash your hands properly. If you're out and about, have a little thing of alcohol hand rub. And don't just rub it between your hands. Rub your fingers and rub your thumbs and the backs of your hands too, because if you do just the fronts of your hands, it's like brushing only the top part of your teeth and not the bottom. So you're not getting everywhere. So you might have got it off your fingers, but it might, you touch the back of your hand and then you've spread it again. So make sure when you do your alcohol hand rub that you rub all your hands together. All your surfaces, when people do sneeze, it's actually like 2 metres around the person that is actually an infective zone. So the droplets, that's the little fine droplets of the virus, will actually spread 2 metres. So if you cough on a table, the other end of the table will actually be contaminated. So wiping your hard surfaces down, and you don't need any special lotion or potion, just soap and water is fine, just to get rid of those viruses and decrease your chances. So there's a couple of etiquette things to do. Looking after yourself, make sure that you're well hydrated. The biggest thing with the flu is people feel lousy, they get temperatures and they stop drinking and eating. So keeping your fluids up and your diet is very important, just to make sure, you know, you keep on top of it. If you're feeling unwell and you're not coping, the earlier you can seek medical help, the better. If you leave it until it's too late, there's a good chance you'll be hospitalised. But if you get to the doctors early and say, hey, I've been feeling unwell, I've got the runny nose, I've got the temperatures, I can't eat anything, they can actually fix you up a lot quicker. So that's my tips today, my lessons from the study. If you want anything to say or do, please contact us at inightingale.net, or if you're on Twitter, at Phoenix Radio or at inightingale, where they're both ways that you can contact me. Even if you want to email me, that's fine as well. And my email address is Phil, PHILL, at inightingale, inightingale.net. And I'll be more than happy to respond to you. And if it's a one that's quite common issue that you have, I'll probably put it on the radio too. So that's lessons from the study. Our next song now is, oh, sorry about that, I've made a mistake. It's I Nightingale Weather. Stormy weather. Right, the weather now is 19 degrees and it feels like 14. Lucky I'm inside. It's a top of 22, partly cloudy, a shower or two from the late morning until this evening. Light winds becoming southeasterly, 15 to 20 kilometres an hour, so ooh, be a bit chilly. In the late afternoon, then becoming light in the evening. So if you're going for your afternoon stroll, make sure you have a nice jumper or cardi on, because it is going to get a bit breezy out there, but it is worth doing because it is quite clear. So that's our weather for the day. And now we're going to go to a Phil's review. So,
Phil's review.
Here I'm back at Phil's review. Today I'm going to review a show I saw on ABC TV. Louis Theroux actually did a documentary on dementia, and it was really insightful for people that haven't seen the full effect of dementia and how it affects people. It was really good to watch. He took you through and showed you what, like, this lady was from a young lady being married, getting their first home, all the holidays she went on, and then he spent a couple hours looking after her while her husband went out, and he left just Louis and this lady together. And you just saw the interaction and how much work it actually is to look after someone with dementia. Yes, they can feed themselves and sometimes they can wash themselves, but you've got to constantly be there for them and try and understand where they are at that point in time, because sometimes they're quite lucid and other times they're quite confused and they get very distressed. So it was very good insight, and seeing how someone that has no idea, like Louis, trying to deal and cope with someone with dementia. It's great, great, great insight. And then when Louis actually spoke to the husband when he came back in, and the husband, you could see the tears in his eyes, that he's like, my wife is only here like 30% of the time, and that's the times he lives for now, because the dementia has gotten so severe that everything is very repetitive for her, and it's very short-sighted, short-focused, because her attention span isn't there anymore. So her husband, sometimes, like, she doesn't even recognise her husband, so it's quite heartbreaking for him. But it does happen quite regularly. So it was very insightful. If you can look up Louis Theroux, and he's on BBC on their website, and then you can download it and watch it. So it gives you a good insight into what happens. I will leave in show notes at the end of this on iNightingale a link to the video that I was watching, so you can have a look and see for yourself and understand what dementia can do to people. So that's my review for the week. If you have any more, give us a shout at Phoenix Radio. And the number is 34 70 46 46, or at Phoenix Radio if you're on the Twitter, or on Facebook. We're on Facebook as well at iNightingale or Phoenix Radio, either of those ways.
Lounge Room Lux.
Welcome back to iNightingale. We have got now Lounge Room Laughs, just something to spread a bit of cheer for the day. This joke actually comes from my producer, Sam, so I credit him for this one. Here we go. The people of Madagascar came together for the annual general meeting and wanted to find out a colour to paint the animals. They couldn't make up their minds on what colour to choose. It was a real dilemma. So I hope you enjoy that joke. Thank you, Sam, for that. That was awesome. So if anyone else has any jokes out there, don't forget to send them in to Phoenix Radio or iNightingale and we'll put them on. So I hope that gives you a bit of a laugh and a tickle for the day and keep you going. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening to our show, iNightingale. It's been a real pleasure hosting it, and I'd like to thank our guests that we had today. We had Vicky Kane from Anglicare. That was a great kitchen conversation today, so I hope you got a lot of value out of that. Ronsley Vars from Bon Appetit with his lunchtime menu of his scrambled eggs with fried cabbage. That sounds... I'm going to put that to the test, see if we get 6 minutes out of that. That'll be good fun. Don't forget to wash your hands and look out for the flu season, because that is a big one. I'll leave in the show notes a link to the dementia video that I saw with Louis Theroux. And I'd like to thank for doing our great stingers. Thanks to the meetup group from MMS 2022 for their sound effects. Thanks to Nick and Amy for recording voiceovers this morning. You guys were amazing and they looked fantastic. And I'm really grateful for all your efforts. So thank you for that. And I'd also like to thank Sam for helping me out today. Thanks, Sam. And to Zach Polson, who actually got me on this road to be here now. Without him, I wouldn't be here. So thanks, Zach, for all your help. And that's our first show. Listen to us next week on Wednesday at 11 till 12. We'll be back again. And if you want to leave us a note or any comments, that'd be really appreciated. I'd love some feedback. So go to phoenixradio.com.au or inightingale.net. If you're on Twitter, it's at Phoenix Radio or at inightingale. Or you can just send me an email at phil@inightingale.net. Take care for now and have a great week. Bye-bye.